Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than loss. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Of course, that is only when we are live on Tuesday nights. As always, when we are doing that on Tuesday, you can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening to one of our awesome internet affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry and Pip Pelix.
Good evening.
On tonight's show, we'll be discussing a New York State law aimed at ending bullying, and we'll see what's next for Ann Jackson and her scammers after last week's epic insult fest. So we got a fun show for you. We'll probably have some other things I didn't mention. We'll see how it plays out. But Pip came in and was all a buzz. Something happened in young Miss Helix's life. I don't know what it is, but I am sure as captivating as always.
I don't know if I was all a buzz about it, but
Joe, did you see a buzz?
Yeah, I did see it, but all I saw is her take her purse that's the size of an aircraft hangar, throw it on the table as you're about to start the show, and go through it like she's on Let's Make a Deal.
So for Pip, that's a buzz.
Yes, rifling out pills.
Yeah, because I'm 100, and I forgot to take my medicine.
Okay. 5 minutes ago, she said she was 50. I age her.
Yeah, 3 minutes. All right, Nanny, you're all right now?
Yeah, I'm all right.
So what's going on, Pip?
So, I don't know if you saw my Facebook post, but I got a frightening Halloween surprise.
You looked in the mirror.
Yeah, besides that one. No. Have you seen the ads for the McDonald's Halloween burger?
Is that the black one?
No, it's
black
Burger
bun?
King.
Burger King.
Burger King.
With
I'm
the black
sorry.
Bun.
Yes, yeah, I'm besmirching the wrong franchise.
There's this Burger King. It came out with like a week or two ago. It's an all black. They have the burger, the roll is black.
Yeah.
And now I've seen on various places that there's some type of side effect.
Yeah, yeah. They advertise that bun is made black because of all the A1 they put in it that's supposed to make it so tasty.
A1 steak sauce?
A1 steak sauce.
Okay.
Yeah. So
wait, how do you infuse?
How do you
bun?
Do that? That's you cannot do that.
I don't know.
Well, you're not a chef.
Well,
you don't know.
But who said that?
They do. Well, they claim that Burger King.
And, you know, Burger King. Well, yeah, Joe. I mean, they're royalty. They wouldn't lie.
Yeah. Yeah, Burger King.
It's not like it's Kentucky Fried Chicken where they just move out pitchmen whenever they feel
like
it.
Oh, those lying assholes.
Yeah, I mean, no, this is a king, so, you know, he's telling his royal subjects that, hey, I'm doing this for you. Little A1 steak sauce because our burgers are that good.
I have spoken to the royal bakers. We shall be infusing your buns with not only some kind of cellulose product that actually is made of boxes, but we're also going to put some A1 sauce in it and make it very, very, very black, as if that's enticing to anyone. Ha-ha!
Well, it's a royal decree. Black buns matter.
I'm outraged!
Why?
They don't do that at McDonald's.
Yeah, but at least Burger King is giving you equal opportunity, Al Sharpton. You should not be outraged. This is progress. Even the seeds, because the Burger King has the sesame seeds, even the seeds are black. Why are you outraged,
They're going to discriminate now. Everybody's going to go to McDonald's.
No.
No.
It's always been that way.
I'll tell you why the black buns matter. Has something to do with buns.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not the A1 sauce that's making those buns black. They use
Is it black people?
Yes, it's people! Oh, no! The Halloween burger
It's the new Soylent Green burger.
There it is. It's the Soylent Green burger. All right, well, either way, that sounds healthy and it's all natural. So this is good.
Slow down.
Green does come into this.
What?
Uh-oh.
No.
Yes.
Wait, they have a Jets burger?
No.
Wait, they have a St. Patty's burger.
Yeah, no. They only have that Shamrock Shake at McDonald's, which is really good, by the way, which is not really, really green, which comes into play here. It's slightly green. This dark, dark bun is not only dark because of A1 sauce, which I didn't taste in it at all.
Oh, so you had one of these burgers?
Yes.
Treated yourself, you did.
Yes. You know, Mr. Helix and I, both aficionados of all things Halloween, said, that's interesting. Let's just try it.
You got to love the gourmets in this house.
I know.
Let's dine fancy tonight. Treat us. Do you want a steak? No, just a steak sauce burger.
A steak sauce burger.
Well, we don't eat a Burger King, so we're, intrigued. So
well, intrigued.
You probably don't eat at Burger King because you don't have to eat at Burger King.
No, we don't have to eat at Burger King, so we don't.
I like that. We're intrigued. We need to look into this and find out what's going on with this burger.
What are you, Congress? Did you set up a panel and start grilling the burger? Because we know they didn't.
You know they didn't. But no, we were intrigued, and I said, well, why don't we just try one? What's one burger in your whole life?
Wait, you split a burger, or you each
have your... No, we each got one. It's a Whopper, and we each got one.
Whoppers are delicious.
One thing that Burger King does really well, though, is the onion rings
fool you
are not
their crap.
Yes, that they did really well. They're onion rings. If I'm ever going to go there, the one thing I do want is onion rings.
Onion rings are clearly the best side at any of these fast food.
And Burger King makes onion rings with this really nice horseradish dipping sauce.
Is it really nice?
It is.
Thank you for dipping me. You have a good day now.
Oh,
what a nice dipping sauce.
Thank you, sauce.
Thank you, sauce.
Now, what did it taste like when it first hit your tongue, and then what did it, as it went through your palate? Please, bring us through this experience of the wonderful horseradish dipping sauce.
Lisa says, oh, my God, that Whopper is gross. You're only too right.
No. This is why we have to execute people. You don't talk about the King's Special Burger that way.
Yes, that's his code word for something else. Mm. But the thing is that the bun itself, I did not like the taste of the bun that great. I was like, okay.
Racist?
Well, I'm not...
I'm outraged. You like a white bun? That's we're gonna have it. That's why you'll never see a Whopper on white bread.
But you do. White buns. I like white buns. I'm not afraid to admit it.
I fucked that line up.
So
we're gonna have a protest.
No, the bun. In full issue of full disclosure, I'm not a big A1 fan anyway.
Why not get a burger infused with it in the bun?
I didn't actually realize that until later.
Oh, you did research later.
Later, I looked at what makes it.
Because when you first saw the black burger, you go, well, I don't need to look into this at all.
No, stupidly no.
What possibly could go wrong?
Exactly.
It's Burger King, and it's even off color for fast food. I'm sure this will be wonderful.
Well, it wasn't like, I don't really like a lot of things that are like, I don't like, say, Patrick's Day, like green bagels, no. If you, that gross ketchup they came at that was like purple and green, no. I'm not really a big fan of all those kind of things. The black, I mean, I like dark bread, like pumpernickels and like German black bread.
And you thought you were going to get bakery artisan quality bread at Burger King.
Stupid. Stupid. I admit it. Stupid.
A Whopper.
That Whopper. $9.50 if they were using good bread.
But a Whopper on pumpernickel sounded intriguing.
You could cook a burger
like
and put it on pumpernickel, stupid.
And next time I would. Because...
If it was pumpernickel, they would say it's pumpernickel.
I know.
Now, usually this time I'm like, would you just not know I'm with him?
Yeah, I know. Right? I know.
Black bun.
Don't be a racist.
Black buns do matter.
Listen, the black buns are wonderful buns. I know a lot of black buns. The black buns
love me. And
I'm going
to get more.
The black buns love me. Let's make buns great again, 2016.
Yes, make them better than this. Please make them better than this. So I bite into the bun, and it's like, it's not disgusting, but it's like, okay, not what I was hoping for. Not what I was hoping for at all. So I didn't know that the A1 was supposed to be what the flavor was, but I'm like, this isn't anything like a nice dark bread. Ugh, what
shocking.
Is this?
Shocking.
The Whopper.
Now, I got to stop you right here.
Right.
So far, the error is not with Burger King. The error is with your stupid expectations.
Totally.
Okay.
Totally. No, I admit, I went in there wrongheadedly, but...
you thought you were going to have a nice meal.
I did. I hoped. And I hadn't cooked anything, so this is what I'm eating.
Then you were lazy, and this is what happened.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we were intrigued, so that's what we were going to have for dinner.
Intrigued.
I don't have anything else for dinner. This is what I'm eating.
It's like Pip's going through college again. She was intrigued by something black and had to experience it once.
Doesn't everyone? So the thing is, I'm eating this burger. Now, not only is it like, it's like, it's a Whopper. The bun is not what I was hoping for. But I'm like, you know how sometimes you're going to eat something and it doesn't taste like what you're expecting?
Mm-hmm.
So your first thought is, ew. And then you're like, well, wait a minute. It doesn't taste bad. It just doesn't taste like what I was expecting.
Okay.
You know? So I'm like,
like
okay.
Like penis the first time.
But the thing about it
true.
Is.
So true.
Oh, now try to be logical, Joe. I dare
you. Yeah, please. Please tell me he's wrong.
No, but it's like...
from experience.
You know what? Because everybody's had the Whopper, so you would...
at least you admit it.
Yeah, that's also wrong sometimes, too.
But everybody has an idea what a Whopper tastes like.
Yeah.
Yes, they do, don't they,
Joe? Yes, they do.
I believe you savored
deeper
yours.
And deeper.
You like the special sauce?
Deeper.
Would you like a shovel? Or you just want to keep using your foot like that. Yeah.
So when you taste it, they're just different, you know? You'd be like, ugh.
Well, I mean, it was a carry-out burger, and it's not like...
Well, it wasn't an eat-in burger.
No, well, you know, a fast food
burger
is what I meant.
On it.
You know? And
carry-out burger.
Well, I haven't eaten a Whopper in a really long time.
Because you're not poor.
No, we eat at Wendy's. I like Wendy's.
Fancy square hamburgers that you like.
I do. I like Wendy's because it's like you can get a big salad, and that's good. Or if you feel like getting a burger, their burgers are pretty good. So it's like...
Yeah, they're amazing.
Well, I mean, comparatively.
Wendy's, I like the regular Whopper.
I love the Whopper.
Whopper's really good. Well, what about McDonald's? I mean, do you like
Whopper's
what's
better?
What's their
Whopper's
big
better? Big Mac. Whopper's big better. Mac. Well, the quarter Whopper kicks ass over McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah, Whopper's
absolutely
a better burger.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Wendy's is probably a higher quality than both of those.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
well, it's more expensive though.
Yeah, I know, but it's like I don't.
Is that 50 cents going to break the bank? Is it?
I've heard so many things about, you know, the chicken beaks that are in McNuggets and everything. I don't want that. I don't really
Well, they
know.
Don't put the chicken beaks in the Whopper. That's in the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I know. God only knows what's in there. Mm. You know?
Cow ass.
I don't. Ah, yeah.
What do you think? You think you're getting Angus beef?
No.
When they say Angus beef, it's a cow named Angus.
His ass.
Yeah. It's Angus anus beef. That's what you're getting.
Every cow beef on the farm is named Angus.
Yeah.
Yes, anus beef. Yeah, I know. So the, I went ahead and ate it. Now the other thing is, the tomato kind of exploded down the front of my shirt. It wasn't just
sounds
like
a good time.
This time it's a tomato.
Tomato cock, whatever. Yeah. You say tomato, I say cock.
Listen,
tomato cock. Let's call the whole thing off.
Now, listen, if something explodes on my shirt, I'm usually not that upset, but you can see the seeds in this. That's
bad.
That's
how you know it's fertile.
Mm. It certainly was. But
depending on the other seed that's been on there.
There's a lot of seeds on the front of our shirt.
So it's not like pieces of tomato. It's just like tomato juice.
Well, the tomato was trying to escape from the horrible bun. It saw its chance and make a lunch for
it. I thought it was just trying to escape from my maw because I'm just like...
Everything wants to be in your mouth. Don't sell yourself short.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See, I'm nice, Joe.
So I don't know what's going on in the chat, but my eye just landed on the sentence, some bums are nice. I don't even want to know what you guys are talking about right now.
Sounds like they're trying to hook each other up with somebody to date.
That's Indriel. Indriel, you go for yours, honey. Some bums are nice. Whatever. So
all right.
So now I'm covered in tomato juice.
Mm. That's kind of sexy.
The bun is not exactly what I thought it was going to taste like. Yeah, don't bother with sexy music. It's about to get unsexy really soon.
Oh, okay. Let me just zip up my fly.
So, now, all right. So, it wasn't the best hamburger, but I am full. And I did get to eat some really great onion rings.
All right, first of all, slow down.
Okay.
The onion rings are not great.
Well, the sauce is. So, that
the
makes
onion
the
rings
whole
are
thing
good
together good.
In a comparison to crap you're going to get at Burger King or any fast food restaurant, yes.
It's the best thing on their menu, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I didn't say it was gourmet fare.
No, but she's like, well, I had some great onion rings.
Well, no, their onion rings are dry. They're not like the greasy, greasy onion ring that you get a lot of places.
That's
they're dry.
That's like if you go to the whorehouse and they're all twos and you bang the four.
Well, yes, that's what I'm aiming for at this
point.
Okay,
let's just set it at that scale. Okay.
I didn't think... I'm not going for Kobe beef, and I'm not going
again,
for,
a cow named Kobe.
Kobe. And, you know, I don't know who you think makes the best onion rings, but they're always really greasy. They taste good, but some of them are just... Ugh. So these are nice and dry, and the dipping sauce is really nice. So it's like, I like the onion ring
you
dipping sauce
You would love Roy
experience.
Rogers. They, too, have dipping sauce.
Oh, I bet they
have always... Yes.
Maybe start the.
You should take it. You should treat yourself. You should treat yourself, Mr. Helix. Take a nice drive on the turnpike and experience some of the Roy Rogers that they have.
Because we always like to dine at New Jersey Turnpike rest stops. That's like the height of our week.
Well, from this story, I'm kind of getting that.
Well, this was not the height of either of our weeks. We both agreed, yeah, not again. Never again. But
honey, we're White Castle people.
Yeah, no, not that either. That's another.
Hardee's Hardee's is better if you can get Hardee's.
No.
Which is the same as Carl's Jr.
There's a place in Hackensack, New Jersey, White Manna.
Yeah, but that's a single one.
I know.
I'm talking about a chain.
It's a one-off. It's the best.
I'm talking
about a
chain.
Hardee's around? Do you have a Hardee's in Jersey?
I don't know.
Hardee's
on
Long Island. Never been a Hardee's on Long Island.
I've never seen one.
Who wants to fight that traffic?
So.
Built a restaurant out there. They can't get over the LIE. It's a pain in the ass.
Nobody goes to eat there.
Yeah.
Can't get back. The dining experience, not par. Not really great.
Little subpar.
Yeah, a little
subpar. You had high expectations for the king,
yes.
And he let you down.
Yes, he did.
Okay. I'm sure this is the end of the story.
No.
Wait, there's more?
Yes, unfortunately.
There's a finish?
There is, unfortunately.
No. Oh, no. Wait, a Pip Helix story with a nasty finish?
Yes.
I wonder where this is going to go, Joe.
In the toilet.
Yeah,
yes!
It usually does.
Yes, that's where all my stories end up, and here we are.
Okay.
Next day. I didn't think it was St. Patrick's Day, but my ass did. Bright green. Bright green.
Really?
That's disgusting.
Bright green.
The story is disgusting.
What?
Maybe
what
you're
does that?
Well, I don't know. Ask a Canadian goose, because that's usually what theirs are. Maybe you're a Canadian goose.
No. Like St. Patrick's Day decorations green.
Well, you know what? That's a festive crap. What are you complaining about?
Because I thought to myself, what internal organ is breaking down that makes that happen?
Maybe you ate grass.
You think I was out mowing the lawn with my mouth. It was really
an improvement.
It was scary. And I'm going, you know how you think, what the hell did I eat? What have I been eating? And I thought back and thought back and thought back, and that's what it is. They put green dye in that friggin' bun to make it that dark.
Mm.
And then.
Same thing with black people.
Yes,
they're really green.
Yes, listeners, you poop green for 2 days.
2 days?
For 2 days?
2 days!
Wow.
That dye stays in your digestive tract. 2 days.
It's the passing of the green.
Day. It's the.
I remember
it's cold and looks like the old Rainbow Road.
I remember when I peed bright orange.
Bright orange?
Bright orange. Went over my buddy Elias's house, and his mom made some cheese dish. It was like kind of fried. I don't know what exactly it was. And it was bright orange.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think anything of it because I was a little kid at the time. But when you wake up in the middle of the night and you pee bright orange, you're going to want to alert your family. And this is before WebMD didn't go, what'd you eat, stupid? It's a little bit of concern.
Well, one time, number two, bright red. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm dying. I'm bleeding internally. Oh, my God. Until I thought back and thought back, and I thought about my marathon pickled beet experiment the day before.
Marathon pickle? Why would you?
Pickled beets are delicious.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Oh,
what's the matter
God,
with you?
God, they're so good. Homemade pickled beets.
You deserve
beets.
The crap red and green.
I did.
Your toilet must look like a rainbow.
Yeah. Oh, she looks like Christmas.
Yeah. Well, there is instead of the Tidy Bowl Man, there is a My Little Pony in there. So
what?
You don't remember the Tidy Bowl Man?
No, I do. I don't know what that has to do with My Little Pony.
They're rainbows. Rainbow colored. Okay. That's where I was going.
That's a horrible story.
I want to come back.
But it's a warning. It was a public service message for our listeners.
Don't listen to this show.
First of all, yeah, don't eat that crap. And if you do, you're going to pay.
I would never order that. I would never order that.
I wouldn't either. You know what?
It doesn't
it just
look enticing.
I bet they charge a premium for that, too.
I don't remember how much it costs because I was just determined to buy it.
I wouldn't get that.
I wouldn't. Oh, my God. Trucker Tom says, same thing happens when you drink grape Faygo cola. The blue dye makes you shit green. Thank you.
What is Faygo?
Yeah, really.
It's a pop soda that they don't sell it here, but they sell it in other places in the country.
Yeah, because we don't like to shit the rainbow, as you would say.
Yeah, really.
They do.
You people, your ass is like Skittles. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
Andrea says eating lots of beetroot makes it red.
So don't eat that.
Everybody's had this experience.
You know what also makes it red? Anal sex. And you don't have to do it for a marathon either.
No. 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 So, Lisa says something. What's the point without a leprechaun? What?
I don't know what's going on. All right. Well, I guess I'll. I didn't know if I was going to get to this, but so last night we ordered Mexican food.
What color did you ship?
Yeah.
It has not. No, I'm not disgusting in a heathen like her. Everything's fine, thank you.
After Mexican food, you're quite the man.
I am the man. I'm the man. So we had ordered from this place a while ago. We haven't eaten there much. So
is
we have
kosher Mexican.
Yeah, John.
I wasn't going for a job. I actually did several gigs at those places.
But that was in Teaneck, and we're not there.
I understand.
And that place
just,
is closed.
I was just curious.
Okay, good. Well, no, it was not. Yeah. It was Mexican with real Mexicans.
All right, see.
Oh, soy and green is Mexicans. Oh, sorry.
So we haven't ordered there in like a couple years. So I get the guy on the phone, and I know it's authentic because he doesn't really understand English too well. So I'm trying to say the food in his language. You know, giving him. No, well, you know, I took like 5 years of second year Spanish, so I thought I could pull it off.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, so no humor. No humor.
Pollo.
No humor in my attempts for him to comprende.
Okay.
He probably got off and went gringo, but whatevs. So we order the food, and it is not what we ordered. There are
not
errors. There are certain things that are missing. My, what are the corn things? I ordered it.
Tostillas?
No, it's not the fried one. It's a wrap. It's a whatever it was.
Okay. Burrito?
No, it doesn't matter. It's not supposed to be. Enchilada? It's not supposed to look like toilet paper hanging out in Pip's bathroom, soaked and confused.
Mm. Soaked and confused. That was a good Led Zeppelin.
Yes. So it's all, and I ordered something that had like one thing was supposed to be chicken, one was supposed to be beef, one was supposed to be cheese. It was all chicken.
Okay. Oh.
Food was terrible. Sister-in-law's food was terrible. The wife wasn't happy with her food. So I call them up. I go, listen, I ordered this, that, the other thing, and you forgot, and it's supposed to have this, 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 and you don't have that. He's like, oh. He goes, yeah, I think I made a mistake.
You think?
He's like, well, what'd you order? I go, what's the matter? I'm not going to order that again.
Yeah. Tom goes, tortas or maybe flautas?
No, it was neither one, but I know where he's going with
that.
Yeah,
okay.
So I go to the guy, I go, this is pretty terrible. What are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
Again, this comes from watching the shows, because I never would have done this before.
Right.
And the restaurant shows where they, you know, send it back.
Yeah, and they
I'm at my house, so it's a long way to send back.
Mm. Right. So it's kind of like, what do you do once you've got it at home and it's awful?
Well, I called, because it was just so bad.
And what did you want them to do?
I don't know what I wanted them to do.
Like, did you want a coupon? Did you want your money back?
I think it's after a bad sexual encounter. All you could do is go in the corner and cry and take a, you know, silk blood shower.
Yeah, but and this time it would only be in Spanish.
Exactly.
Dios mío.
So, but, I mean, if you're a real Mexican, you shouldn't. Your Mexican food should not be worse than Taco Bell.
Right.
Because there's not Mexicans in Taco Bell. Those are Puerto Ricans. So I can understand if they're not making good.
They speak the same Spanish.
Right, but it's a different cuisine.
Yeah.
True, I know.
Don't be racist.
I'm not. Joe's girl says it's the way you ordered in Spanish.
Really?
Yep. Uh-huh. That's what she's saying.
Yeah, okay. I read their item menu. They're supposed to know what's on this.
El Stupido.
Yes, he was. His name was Alberto, so it must have rhymed. So
Alberto, El Stupido.
So we're going to get free food next
oh.
time we order. Which, the bad thing is, you have to get
free food from them.
Yeah. But, you know, what's the alternative? You're not going to drive and bring the bad food back.
No, but free bad food. Mm. You're calling me stupid about going to Burger King and getting a bad burger?
But this is free.
Yeah, okay. So if that bad green poop making burger was free, it would have been okay.
Here's the difference. First of all, my crap is fine.
Second
of all, the pictures in what I ordered looked good.
Yes.
The picture in what you ordered, best case scenario, still looks like a turd.
I mean,
black burger does not look appealing.
I know, but unless you grew, I'm part German and we like dark, dark bread.
Not Hitler's Germany.
Jawohl. But, did that slip out?
It's not pumpernickel. You're a moron.
I know, but it looked like a good dark bread.
No, we're getting free food. We're getting free bad food.
Free
but
bad
now,
food.
Now here's where the confusion might have arisen.
I'm saying it on a Tuesday.
What, you want the bad food?
Try it.
Okay.
I eat 12:30 at night. I can take anything.
I know, really.
Here's where I think the error might have occurred. They switched ownership. So it's a completely different restaurant.
Oh.
So I think I was ordering stuff off a menu that he doesn't have. So his Alberto, Alberto's move would have been to say, we don't have that. Instead of going, see, okay.
I know, we probably didn't understand you.
It was his language.
I know.
I'm reading things off the menu, and I'll have this, and I read the name of it off the menu. Instead of going, okay, go, we don't
just
do that.
Just good no.
Exactly.
I know.
And there was no, when they went to pick it up, there was nobody in the place. My wife and sister-in-law actually had to hang out outside because they were blasting music so loudly. That's what you want to do. Serve crappy food that's unrecognizable and bland and have no business, and just to ensure nobody stays in there, because you can also eat in, blast the music as loud as possible.
Oh, my God. Was it a bar?
It was a restaurant.
I know, but bars do that. They blast you out of the place. I know I'm old, but damn.
I know. You know, and just last week I had said, we need to keep the Mexicans.
Yes.
Because it's the Americans that don't do their job properly.
Right. Oh, now the Mexicans are falling down on the
job. We're going to lose 22 million people, and I'm fine. It's going to be Canada up in this pitch. There's going to be a lot of extra elbow room. We're going to be fine.
Maybe they can make an empanada.
What?
Maybe they can make an empalada or whatever.
An empalada? An Oompa Loompa?
No, that's an empalada, right?
An empanada.
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 Yeah. I have my landscaper's name is Nacho. I swear that's what he tells me his name is.
And your name is Gringo.
Imagine
it
if
is.
His last name was Cheese.
It's Queso. How'd you know? No.
Queso.
But no, that's when he's hanging out with his brother.
No
Sotos. Con is with.
Mm. Nacho was talking about, we were talking about different. We're talking
about call me gefilte. Let's,
I know. Nacho.
That's
we'll call you sauerkraut. We'll just call you alcoholic.
Just call me sour. Let's just cut to the chase. Or bitter. I like bitter. The party of one. The thing is that he introduces himself as Nacho. I didn't call him that.
Because he has no faith in you being able to say his real name.
Probably. My face screams gringa.
Yeah, right. So they're going to say racist things about me anyway. I'll just pick one that I like.
There you go.
You can call me Chalupa.
Yeah, sure. That's his partner. Get shit straight.
Let's go to the taco. We're going over the stupid English speakers here. Just pick something off this. That's what you're called today. Yeah. The Cinnabon bowls? All right, fine. Well, you're Cinnabon.
Your Cinnabon what?
Huh? They have a lovely Cinnabon dessert.
Oh, okay. I thought you eat churros when you go to Mexican food.
I'm talking about Taco Bell.
Oh, okay. So I'm talking to Nacho about moving these shrubs because
you're not talking about world problems with Nacho?
No, I was not.
No.
A shrub's got to be moved. There's no time.
Shrub's got to move. I don't care about what's going on in the world. Shrub's got to move. This is the season. Got to go. And there's this tree that we have that's getting a little too tall, and it's the wire that connects the electricity to the house. They're starting to meet each other.
Yeah. You got to get that out of there because if a storm comes, you're gonna be screwed.
Don't worry, he goes, "Do you want us to trim that?" I didn't think that he could do that because the electrical wire impingement. So I just said, "You can do that?" And he's like, "Yeah, no problem."
I'm
like, "Yeah, don't fry yourself. I don't want you to turn into a chimichanga." And he thought this was the funniest thing on earth. From the looks on your faces, you do not. But
we understand English.
I didn't want him to fry
himself. We are not getting paid by you.
Yeah,
so
I know.
We can
yes,
be brutally,
that's true.
We
that's
can be
true.
Brutal, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, "Ah, you're the funniest Greg." I mean,
he's very funny. She's so funny.
He's a very nice man. At least he gave me the laugh. Okay.
So we got a little bit of bad news here. On Monday morning. The wee hours. That 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's not a good call.
No, we got the 4 a.m. phone call Monday morning.
Yeah, nobody ever calls to say hi at that hour, you know.
No,
it's never. Hey, we just won the lottery. We thought you should know.
It's not even a booty call. They're asleep by then too.
Okay.
What?
No, I'm just.
True.
I'm just enjoying your brilliance.
Thanks. Yeah.
Nacho would be proud.
Mm.
He is. So what was it?
My father-in-law passed away.
Sorry to hear that. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That sucks.
It does suck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was, diagnosed with congestive heart disease, something with, the arteries hardened, which is a lot of things with the heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have spread throughout his body, but it wasn't spreading, so they couldn't do chemo. Now, this man, survived stage 4 cancer years ago. Mm-hmm. He beat cancer a couple of times.
He was
tough. So we originally thought that he could have, they weren't sure which it was, he could have one that's 3 to 9 months, and this was over the summer,
mm-hmm.
he was diagnosed, or 1 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we somehow heard, I don't know how my wife heard, but it was 1 to 3 years.
Right.
So they moved down to Florida this past summer, because that's where he wanted to go.
Oh. Yeah.
So we thought we had some more time, but then as the past couple weeks, we were getting phone calls from my mother-in-law that, you know, we should try to make plans to come down. But, you know, still seemed okay, you know. He still seemed all right. So we actually, and I told my wife, go whenever you want. You know, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So we actually were going down in a couple weeks from now. And one of his other daughters was coming down, like, right before we came down. Another one's coming down Halloween. And on Sunday night, the one who's staying here, Michelle, made plans to go down for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Now, originally, we were all planning on going down in March of this coming year because his sister, my wife's aunt, 100 years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they live long on that side of the family. My wife is going to outlive me. I don't know if she's going to do what Joe would do and just kill me or, you know.
Yeah,
or
cut to the chase.
Yeah.
More years alone.
Let's put me out of everybody's misery. But, yeah, you know, fortunately, she has very good genes on both sides of the family.
Yeah.
So, you know, initially we were planning on going in March.
Sure.
But we had to speed it up and then, you know. So we got the phone call on a Monday morning around 4:30 and I – you know, you hear you're in a haze. We have the caller ID, and it's, you know, his name, but, you know, on the caller ID.
Right.
And wife picks up the phone. She was having a restless night sleeping. Picks up the phone and hears daddy's gone. And, you know, it's like such a fog. Now, Michelle is staying in my daughter's room, which is right next to ours.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys came in, you saw in the living room. Sleeper couch is out. My daughter is sleeping down there.
Yeah.
So my wife goes downstairs, and, you know, nobody's really processing
no.
anything. Wakes up my daughter at 4:30 in the morning. Daddy's dead.
Oh, dear.
Joe's like, well, this is the best thing ever. We should all be so lucky.
Why didn't I get the call?
Mom, you get the ice cream. I'll get
you are as dumb as they come. As
Mom, you get the ice cream. I'll get the party hats.
Joe should really be the first call with such good news.
He almost made him spit out his coffee, which is a tragedy.
I wish he would have choked on it. Anyway.
There you go. Davin's dead. We like the show. No, Davin.
No,
not Den. Stupid bit the big one. He's in that big mic in the sky.
So now my mic in the sky. Let me tell you, if I could work with all of the deceased radio talent, you ain't getting a gig. Let's just make that clear right now. So now my wife is bawling uncontrollably, and my daughter's bawling uncontrollably. I'm like, no, pops, because, like, you know, I got to clear up. Cause
now you come downstairs. A ghost! He came back.
Halloween's early.
They call him Jesus now.
Oh, my God.
Not in this house.
No, really.
We don't
you came
call
back.
Nacho.
You came back from the dead. Jesus took 3 days. Stupid came down in 20 minutes.
Because I get things done. I don't got time to wait around.
Got to get back on the phone with Roger.
You know, as usual, you could just see me telling God what to do. Really? What's the delay?
Yeah, I had to run down to Broadway Comedy Club. I just came back from the dead. There's no excuse. All right? Yeah.
What,
what's
7 days?
What's
7 days
on?
It took you? 7 days?
What am I supposed to do? Wait here? Let's go. I got things to do. Stupid heaven. These angels do not know how to work.
Oh, they're so
all
slow.
All they want to do is sing.
Put down your harp, stupid. I need to get back there.
And it's like when you work at a casino and you're walking through the showroom and all of the high-pitched sounds drive you nuts.
Ding, 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 bang, 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 bang.
Like why is there only one cashier working the pearly gate? Yeah. Why is there a line?
Of course they're playing the harp, the slowest instrument there is.
You know, you just see me, you know what, send me down to hell. It's quicker. I don't got time for this.
Plus, you can skip the cocktail party. You'll know everybody.
Get right to the buffet.
Why are my posters down here? Wow. Oh, gig. Well, I did enough of them.
Look what everybody's drinking at.
Got another one booked.
Cocco.
Settle down, Satan's MC.
Satan's MC.
You might have seen this last mass murderer in Boston. He killed a family in five. Please welcome.
And with him, everything's just automatic. Go on, let's go.
Wait, you're ripping off Satan's comedian.
What? No.
Satan's MC.
Yeah, no, Joe would be Satan's MC.
Of course. Satan's comedian.
You need somebody who could get the mass murders credits proper. That'd be Joe.
That's right.
All right. Put down, what do you got? Put down, I killed a family. I escaped from prison. let's see. Look, I'm only writing down three things. All right, let me do this. If you get anything wrong, it's all right.
You could just see the guy when the mass murder's done whisper in Joe's ears. Make sure you mention I'll be selling hatchets at the door.
And then you talk to the middle act and you go, you know, it's like, you know what? Nobody cares about your atrocities, but you know, the first 3 minutes in, people don't like
that. You know, I should be headlining hell. I headlined up there. I don't understand.
Yeah, the guy couldn't follow me on Earth.
Remember, Adolf, keep it short.
Gaddafi got beaten with his shoe. Really? Is that a credit? Yeah.
Wasn't even your shoe.
You know what? Just say what he wants. He'll bitch to management. Just bring him up.
I'm booking this room now.
And we're not surprised.
I have spoken to
you. Why are you not shocked? Because it's inevitable.
Enjoy the buffet. It is hell. There is nothing but wilted lettuce.
It's free Mexican food.
Don't worry, I got that in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, you did. And hell.
Joe, make sure you mention that they can pick up a hell's pencil. I don't know why Bix is working. You fuckers.
I know, really.
Terrible. I'm trying, you know, have a sincere moment, and you ruined it.
You know, Bix is fucking hell.
Well, the pickle man got stabbed. Yeah. You think Bix just sold his company. Where do you think that money went? Yeah. To a hitman. That's true, by the way.
He did?
What?
Yeah. Pickle man got stabbed in the neck. Bix's arch enemy.
No.
Really? Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know that.
That you're intrigued about. That you guys get serious about. I'm talking about what happened in my family. You guys are cracking jokes. I tell you about some fakakta pickle salesman who does half-ass comedy and rides around on a toilet seat tricycle, and you guys are riveted.
Yeah, what can I say? I ate a Whopper that with black bread. What can I tell you?
Racist. Yeah, so yes. That's true. He got stabbed in the neck.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Mm. Was it the audience?
No, some guy he owed money to.
Oh, okay. Oh. That makes more sense.
$200 Anyway,
could have been the audience.
Nobody cares. That's listening to this show. I'm
sure. Right.
I mean, I care, but
we'll talk later. We'll talk after the show.
I can't wait.
So
just talking to you for 3 hours isn't enough.
So wait, let's get back to your father-in-law.
May
so
we?
Yes. Okay. Could we? What are the arrangements? What are you doing?
Well, certainly you folks won't be invited.
No, I didn't think so.
Nobody needs a Heckle and Jekyll there. Cracking. Hey, have you met Nacho? He can really do something with the flowers.
No, I didn't think so. We'll be in Florida?
Well, that's, they're, well, first of all, I had to calm my daughter down.
Yeah.
She's bawling. Had to send the wife upstairs. I'm like, you need to go upstairs.
And tell your sister.
Yes. That who she meant to tell.
Yes.
Oh, so she went downstairs thinking it was her sister.
Yes.
She was confused.
She was confused.
Oh, boy.
The fog of 4:30 in the morning.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what that was. Although her sister has never slept on the couch down there. But, you know, you're confused. So here's the weird thing about my daughter. So I calmed her down and she went back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think things register with her, and I don't know if it's age or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because you ask her, she's like, "I'm fine," everything, and like she and like that morning for lunch, she was getting a drink that she liked. Maybe it was chocolate milk with her lunch. I don't remember. And she's like, "Well, this is going to be a great day."
Yeah.
And you're just like, "Am I raising a serial killer? I don't understand."
Well, how close was she with your in-laws?
They used to babysit her all the time. I mean, she was closer with my mother-in-law because, you know, my mother-in-law would take her shopping and everything. But, you know, close with my father-in-law. And we were planning on going down there because one of the things I wanted is I wanted her to be able to have some good quality time before I suspected things would start to deteriorate.
Yeah.
Because he was still with it mm-hmm. and everything. You know, he wasn't able to go out as much, but he could still play cards with her. Like, they like playing Uno
right.
together. So, you know, and I wanted my wife to have that time. And she was probably going to go down a couple more times. We all thought there was going to be
time.
Right. I mean, none of us really.
I don't think at that age, because remember my grandfather died when I was five?
She's going to be nine.
Okay.
She's going to be nine.
Still, I don't know.
I don't think they get the finality of it as much.
But she understands death. Because she lost her great-grandmother a couple years ago.
Right.
And she's seen it with pets.
Mm-hmm.
She understands that, you know, once you're dead, unless you have one of our ghost guests come on, you know, there's, you know, it you're not going to see them for a while.
Well, Lisa says it hasn't registered with her yet.
I don't know. And then she comes home from school because she wanted to go to school. We left it up to her.
Yeah.
She wanted to go to school.
Right.
And she comes home, and she's like, oh, how is everybody? I had a great day. And you did you have a great day? And we're like, no.
Does really. She ask that question?
Yeah.
Then she's not she's not comprehending, and that's due to because she's just a little girl, the finality of it, and
she knows he's gone. She knows he's gone.
It hasn't hit her. Or maybe she's in denial.
I don't know what it is. She reacts to her mother crying.
Yes.
Like
because that's immediate.
Because that's her mother.
But she's very in tune with her mother's emotions. Always has been.
Yes.
But, so it's like, I'm like, I don't know if I got to get this kid therapy. Because I don't want her to be like, she's kind of like, I don't really talk about feelings or anything.
God, when we talk
about. God forbid.
From the this just in department.
You know how I feel about you. I think I've made it perfectly clear when it comes to you. I certainly hope I haven't held back on you, Joe.
Yeah, no.
No, but I. But I don't, I don't really talk about feelings, but I address them in my head. It's like, even though I'm doing things, like, I'm thinking things out in my head and feeling things.
Why don't you have a sit down with your daughter?
She doesn't want to have a sit down. Obviously I've tried. No, I've ignored her the past few days. I mean, you try, but she doesn't want to talk. So at some point I might have to get her a therapist.
Maybe.
Somebody to talk to. Because I don't want her.
What are you asking? You wanted to? How are you addressing it with her?
I ask her, are you okay? How do you feel? She's fine. I'm not going to probe her about it.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's just something that's concerning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can't, if she's saying fine and
seems fine.
She seems fine?
She seems fine.
All right. I guess, if she was withdrawn and didn't want to talk about it and she wasn't showing an emotion, that's when you really got to step in. But if she seems fine.
She's not talking about it, but, I think she's in tune with the fact that her mother is very sad.
Mm-hmm.
So
the whole Den Pen is sending their condolences.
Oh, thank you guys. I appreciate that.
Joe's girl and Tom and Indrail and Lisa.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
It's kind of rough. I mean, like Joanne's father passed away. I was close. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you were kind enough to come down.
I was looking for a Hardee's. I just happened to be on the way.
Just took a wrong turn on the island.
Dick.
Yeah. So
So, he was such a good dude.
I remember your father-in-law. He was a really nice man.
He's a really nice, and I like nice people. I know you wouldn't get that from me. Mm. But
why are we here again, Joe?
I like dicks also. But
isolate that.
Yep, that'd be a good one. Yep, that would be a keeper.
If I wasn't the one doing the editing.
You'll never see the light of day, will it?
That would be a keeper. That's the other one. Isolate that. That right after it.
Jot down that show. I could do editing, too.
Feel free.
At some point, we should go back, and every time we said isolate that, actually do it. Yeah.
Feel free.
That would be funny.
Feel free.
Like I know how.
Can't even get the damn clips done on time.
So, he was a Mets fan. When I went to Korea a few years ago, I brought back a jersey. Got him a jersey a Mets jersey, old school Mets jersey that said Pops because that's what all his grandkids called him, and the number 4 because he had 4 grandkids. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was nice.
Nice.
Yeah. So he used to bust my chops about the Yankees, when I'd see him.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the Mets are the Mets, so that usually ended in June, the latest.
But let him have his fun while he could.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it was.
Good year, late July. Today, this year's an anomaly.
Well, that's what it was. It's like, okay.
How old was he?
He was 86 that he just turned. He just had a birthday. I mean, 86, that's a full life.
Yeah, it is.
You can't say he was taken too soon. Obviously, for us, he's taken too soon.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can't go, oh, he's so young. I mean, 86, that's a hell of a
It's almost like a life celebration. My father-in-law died at 91, and my whole thing during the whole service was this is not, he was a really good man. He fought. He was a really great man, raised a good family and stuff like that. So my whole thing was this was more, to me, was more like a life celebration.
Yeah.
The only thing that was that was really rough was my mother-in-law was starting to go through dementia. So she would sit there, and Joanne and I sit next to my mother-in-law, and she'd go, who's the man in the casket? And I go, that's Daddy, Mommy. That's Daddy.
Oh, boy.
And then all of a sudden, it would click in,
my God, that's my husband. And this is not just one incident. It would happen every, you know, three
she
times.
She kept resetting.
So it was just
like the worst quantum
thing.
Leap ever.
Yeah.
It just constantly, or Groundhog Day.
It was really,
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it was really a very sad, you know.
I mean, how's your wife doing?
She adored her dad.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. Yeah, it must be. It's rough.
No matter how old you are, losing a parent is just brutal. Especially if you were, I mean, you know, I know that some people, you know, have estrangements from parents, and so even having that undone, you know, these things that are unsolved, that can be brutal. But I mean, when you adored them, it's like, oh,
I think there's some,
to the heart.
I think there's some anger from the girls that they went to Florida, but he wanted to go to Florida. And, you know, there's a couple theories. Well, maybe because he didn't want his girls and his grandkids to see him
deteriorate,
Yeah, or maybe because, you know, he didn't want his wife of 45 years to have to move by herself.
Mm-hmm.
So, but selfishly we all wanted him up here because it'd be so much easier.
Yes.
I mean, because
yes.
Michelle's lives the furthest, which is in Boston, three and a half hours away. The rest of us are within an hour and a half. So none of us were far.
Right.
It's a lot different than hopping on a plane and going to Florida.
It's just the whole sad thing where you move, you get down there, and you pass away. Al Ross, who was our third partner in Weight of the World, had very bad kidney problems and stuff like that. And he worked in the city, commuted, and he decided to retire. And he says, you know, he goes, I'm not feeling that great. You know, I have a kidney problem and stuff like that. I'm selling a house. He sold the house. Uprooted and moved to Florida. We were going to, you know, email the scripts back and forth and stuff. He was there for 2 months and passed away.
They call Florida heaven's waiting room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just a shame you go through all that to sell your house, to travel, to pack the house, and move down there. You know, you don't expect
it.
He
didn't want to do another winter. He insisted on shoveling, which was ridiculous because we would get somebody to shovel.
Yeah, no, he's not shoveling.
Yeah.
You're not shoveling.
Yeah.
But, you know, and like I said, everybody, he was thrilled from what I'm hearing, obviously, from his wife, my mother-in-law, that all his kids and the grandkids were going to be coming down.
Yeah.
You know, we were all coming down. So it sucks.
You know, it's rough, too. I have a very, very good friend that lost their father. And they've been, you know, it was several months ago. And they have good days and bad days. And I was explaining to them, it's a healing process. You know, you're going to have those good, you know,
it's just a pain I can't take away.
No.
It never goes. My mom's been gone 23 years, and still that pain, it dulls, but it never goes away. It really doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I God forbid. I know it's like, it's one of those things. It's like just like when people say that you don't understand what it's, if you don't have kids, you don't understand what that love is like. But it's the same thing. It's like if you haven't lost a parent, you don't understand. You can sympathize, you can empathize, but until it happens to you, you don't get it, and it's not completely. And it's like, oh, I don't look forward to, you know, I feel bad for anybody the first time. Not that the second parent dying isn't good. That's not good. But it's like the first time it happens, you're like,
and
you don't know what to do
with
yourself.
And the weird thing is, I wrote a blog about a year ago where you were, I forgot why I titled the blog, but essentially what the blog was about is about, as we get older, we're losing our parents and our elders, people that we looked up to as people that would guide us.
Yes.
And stuff like that.
Right.
And it was a whole thing. And, like, there was a problem. There was a business decision I had to make about maybe 12 years ago or something like that. And I'm sitting and thinking. And Joanne goes to me, well, you know, have you made a decision? I go, no. The person that would know what to do is no longer here. Because that would have been my mom. My mom would have told me what to do, how to do it, why to do it, you know, and be done. And and as you get old, it's like the people that you would go to, even though we're adults, there are still people that you look to as your elders that you look to go for comfort and that you go to.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's my brother, John, who is 83,
mm-hmm.
and my aunt, who's 85. And I, you know, mm-hmm. and it just, I don't get to see, I'm going to try to see my aunt. I'm up at, I'm going to be up in these parts in a couple of weeks. I'm going to try to see her.
Yeah.
And my brother, I'm going to try to go. But you know, unfortunately, our schedules in life, you can, because they live upstate, you know, this is, you know, you don't get to see them. But you want to see them because you don't know how long you have them.
Well, if this is any indication, don't try, do.
I know. Yeah,
you know?
Well, I mean, that's
because you just don't know.
Yeah,
that's
I
the
know.
Thing that really sucks is, like, nobody was putting it off.
No,
everybody was dropping their schedule to get down
there. But here's
there.
Another. Here's another thing. Like I said, a friend of mine, when their father passed away, they felt that they didn't do enough at the time. And I was trying to explain to them. I go, if you felt anything was wrong that day, you would have addressed it. You don't know. You would have done. You
Nobody
can't.
Knows. The doctor was surprised.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, you can't. You know, whatever you did that day, what you didn't move down, you didn't know. You always do what you feel is best.
Well, I think you know. Hopefully, at some point, his daughters will take comfort. And there's four of them. The fact that they did plan on going down there, and he knew that. And he was excited about that. He was excited because he missed his girls.
Sure.
And the prognosis was given 1 to 3 years, correct?
Right, but then it was.
What?
Then it was like somehow it became 3 to 9 months, and we were like, "Well, wait a second, what the hell happened? Was there confusion? Because if it was 3 to 9 months, we wouldn't have all been planning on going down in March. That's when we were all planning on going down.
Yeah,
we were gonna go see them, and we were gonna go see his sister for the 100-year birthday.
Right,
and then.
He might have went to the doctor and he took another look.
No, they were.
No new test results or something.
They were. There was no. You couldn't make it better, so we were at the let's make it comfortable.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. From what I gather, the doctor was surprised. I mean, everybody was. I mean, his poor wife discovered him in the middle of the night, which is just brutal. But
yeah, it's awful. I remember when my mother-in-law was sick and they were going to have this operation to save her and stuff like that. You know, and trying to go in, and we're all at the hospital, and the surgeon comes in, ready to bring her in and stuff like that. And the surgeon takes a look at her, and speaks to the anesthesiologist and go, "We can put her under this, and that, and the other thing."
Yeah.
So the doctor grabbed all of us, and told us, you know, she's having fluid here; it's not good. We can't operate. The best thing to do is, and he was very blunt. You know, he goes, "The best thing to do is just let her pass. She's got probably about maybe 6 hours to go."
Oh, my God.
So we all went in there, and I just lost it. I bawled like a, because she was, you know, I mean, look, Joanne and I are getting divorced. We're at odds, you know, but during a good time, I mean, she was like another mother to me. She was very good to me. So I mean, it was just a scene in there.
Sure.
You know, and it was, you know, and you're saying goodbye. It was rough. I had another guy I worked with at the day program diagnosed with cancer. Now, he was our IT guy. He knew he had several days to live at the end. He requested a teleconference with all of us. And we go into our meeting room, and he's up on the screen, and we're talking to him, and we're wishing him, you know, saying a goodbye to him. He's not going to work for somebody else.
No.
He's not moving out of state.
No.
He's going to be dead in a week.
Yes.
And you didn't. It was kind of cool, kind of surreal, and kind of sad.
Yeah, sure.
You know, at the same time that you're saying goodbye to this guy, you know. So
well,
it's
that just shows how important you all were to him.
Yeah.
To do that, you know, like most people when they leave a job or whatever, that's you know they don't. Once you leave the door, even if you're still going back to that job, you don't usually think about your coworkers.
But
like
the thing,
that.
Is,
yeah,
but the
like,
thing
bye.
Is, you want to tell. I mean, you want to tell him how his legacy is felt. And this, I mean, he.
Right, but I'm saying most people don't have that connection at a job.
No.
When Pip leaves her job, I don't think there's going to be much hugging on either side.
Yeah, no.
It's weird.
Maybe some stabbing.
You know what? But
there are a couple of coworkers that I think would be sorry to see me go.
Absolutely, but you're not going to hold a big teleconference.
No. I'll be like, bye. I'll call the ones I like.
Yeah. which is like two people.
Yeah.
The phone bill will be low that month. But I had.
But we don't need much of a friends and family plan this month.
But at the day program, within a 3-year period, we lost several people. There was one of the co-owners. He was sick, but he passed away. A woman that I work with, she wasn't feeling well. She thought she had a stomach ache and like, you know, agita and this, that, and the other. She went to the doctor. She got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And we watched her fight it. And it's just with a horrible disease. And she had money. She was well-to-do. Her husband was well-to-do. They owned a business. They sold the bar. They had well-to-do. And they threw dollar after dollar. She was going to fight it. excuse me. And then we lost her, you know. And it was she just had her daughter just had twins. And it was, you know, it was a very, and we had, you know, it was the first time I actually had a front row seat to somebody actually being diagnosed with something, watch them fight it, watch them deteriorate, watch them pass. And it was very, very sad. You know, you wonder, you know, it's how life is, you know. I mean, it could happen at any time. It could happen to anybody. And, you know, you try to appreciate life, but you try to take care of yourself better.
Yeah.
God forbid if you sneeze, you freak out, you know.
Sometimes it's not you can take care of yourself wonderfully. It just it's your time. And
yeah, you posted, or yeah. You know, you have congenital disease or whatever. It's like when your time's up, your time's up. But yeah. It's horrible. I don't know which is worse. Somebody goes suddenly or somebody knows. But there is the opportunity, at least, if you know that you have something that could take you at any time, that you do get to have those conversations
I
with
don't
people.
I don't think they felt it was any time. But that being said, yeah. I know he felt loved. And
yes.
And I know his girls felt loved. So,
when my mom died suddenly, I found her dead on the floor when I came home from work one night. And she just retired. I'm kind of glad I didn't have to ever watch her be in a position where she's deteriorating, because I know plenty of people that are going through that with their parents.
Brutal.
But I didn't, you know, I never had a chance to say goodbye. I mean, we're on good time. Yeah, I'll never forget what she said to me the day she died. When I was going, she goes, "You're working too damn hard," because I was doing a side job on that, you know, and I never took it easy. I never heeded those words because I still go full guns. But I did, you know, there were some things that I did tell her that I thanked. I wrote her a note, you know, a letter one time that, you know, I appreciated what a great job she did and the sacrifices she made. I also
I'm
told
sure that her, meant a ton to her.
You know, I did enough. I wrote her, and I also
probably sent it back. They're spelling errors.
There was a lot of,
you know, for somebody that didn't know my mom.
I've heard enough about her.
Yeah.
And for God's sake, I thought I raised you better than this.
For Christ's sake, what is this? Should be in a refrigerator.
The sentiment's nice, but look at the sentence structure.
You made me a lot, really?
Don't you know that's two words, stupid?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what an interrogative sentence ends with? Do you? I spend my life as a legal secretary correcting lawyers, and now my own son.
And you see,
and
my
I was a top five legal secretary.
And she was, and she was one of the top in the country. And really, and you seen the stuff I write, and with my math skills all horrible. My father, a controller of four Fortune 500 companies in his career.
Oh my God!
He used to watch me do my milk money and just like shake his head. You can't be my. You gotta be the mailman's kid.
Well,
no, he doesn't deliver either. No. Anyway, okay.
Off the cuff, huh? Okay, let's go.
Okay, well, it's a sad time, but for me, for the first time ever, I am going to root for the Mets, even if it means my team goes down. But you know, the Yankees won't get past tonight. But even if they should get past tonight,
boy, you're that confident.
They stink. They
really
stink on ice.
Hey, and you know, a lot of people goof on them. You know, you guys had it easy all season. Yeah. the National League East was very, very easy.
Well, I'm kind of pulling I'm kind of pulling for the Mets.
Oh, don't believe me. I'm a Major League Mets
fan. I know
fan.
You're pulling for the Mets.
I
That's
know.
What you do.
I know.
But I am too. So that, as they say, is that. So we are working our way through that in this family. It's kind of sucks. But the rest of the show is not going to suck. We're still going to have fun tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. And, you know, we're going to lighten it up, because the next segment we're going to talk about an anti-bullying law. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to Davins, and we will be right back.
TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.